Friday the 17th of May will be the 7th celebration of the annual event, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, also known as IDAHO. This year, the University of Kent's LGBT staff network have decided to mark the day by raising the rainbow flag above the Templement, and I, Petra Braid, met up with the Deputy Chair, Dr. Joseph Brooks, to find out more about their preparations.
Yeah, so IDAHO is one way it's called, International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. It's coming up on the 17th of May. It happens every year. Our main goal is to raise awareness of the negative impact that homophobia and transphobia has on the LGBT. We mostly want to make people think about that. So one thing we're doing is we're getting the rainbow flag raised above Templeman Library for one day on the 17th. Because we want people to look up there and think, why is there a rainbow flag flying over the library? And around noon on that day, members of the staff network are going to be standing in front of the library, handing out flyers with more information about the day, so people walking by can pick up on that information. We're going to hand out stickers that you can wear if you want to, which says, I'm against homophobia and transphobia at Kent, sort of like those I voted stickers that sometimes people wear after they voted or something like that. So that individuals can show their own stance against homophobia and transphobia. Transphobia is a similar thing to homophobia. It's meant that it's sort of a fear or a negative attitude towards people that are transsexual or people that were born one sex and are maybe transitioning or have transitioned to another sex. Trans people often face lots of issues, for instance, if they are in their transition and they need to use a toilet that isn't the sex that they may look like at that moment, or they may just stand out because they're not completely transitioned, or they may feel awkward, or they may face sort of bias or make people feel, or people react uncomfortably toward them.
Okay, so obviously it's a really interesting day, and how are you going to go about making sure that that awareness kind of sticks throughout the whole year?
So this is a difficult thing because sometimes the rainbow flag will be up that day, but then people forget about it the next day. So the staff network has some events throughout the rest of the year as well. So we have a blog. We announce LGBT-related issues on, so especially issues relevant to LGBT staff. Last year, we hosted two movies at the Gulbenkian, which were LGBT-themed and got quite good turnouts for people. So we do have other events throughout the year, and we usually announce those either on social media or through the Gulbenkian's normal schedule or other types of things.